Joined here by Coach Lee Warford, going over to Pattonsburg, talk some Lady Panther basketball. They went 1-2 and finished fourth at the Albany Invitational last week. Got a victory last night against Winston. We'll see if that gets a little good momentum going for this week for Pattonsburg. They're right back at it over at Tri-County tonight with a test of over at Princeton. Think that is potentially a pretty good ball game on Friday. Coach, congrats on the win last night.
Well, thank you very much. We played well for three of the four quarters. Second quarter, we just didn't show up for the second quarter and kind of made it a reasonably close game at halftime, 28-20. Then we came back out and got some things straightened out and were able to extend it to a 24-point win for us. In the second half,
64-40. From what I've heard, I haven't talked with Miles yet about his Tri-County team today, but they sound like in some ways kind of rebuilding. In other ways, they sound like they're fairly dangerous going over there and trying to beat them on their floor.
It could be. I know they gave us all we wanted this summer in some summer league games. Of course, you can't tell anything by that, good or bad. But, yeah, they had some kids who stepped up and shot the ball. They executed pretty well on offense from what we've seen. It'll just have to be. I think that if both teams come to play, it could be a good ball game.
How'd you play on Saturday morning against King City in that third-place game, Coach?
Real good first half, and then just wheels fell off our little wagon in the second half. Caitlin Jones got in foul trouble. She played less than half the game, and that took a lot of momentum away from us. We just, like I said, things just fell apart for us in the second half, and King City got themselves a nice 20-plus win.
Sounds like you're battling a little bit of that where you have a quarter that's good, then a quarter that's not so good. As a coach, is there anything that you put your finger on to say, here's kind of some of the danger things that I see when we're not playing well that we need to fix?
Well, you know, after tonight's game, that'll be six games into the season for us, and we'll sit back and reevaluate a lot of film and see if there's anything in particular that's really glaring. Right now, the second quarter seems to be that we're just not bringing a whole lot of energy the second quarter, and I don't know if it's because we're going through our substitution rotation. You know, the kids who we brought in off the bench last night in the second quarter played real well, but the team didn't.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned at the front of the interview, Coach, I think folks in the area, you look at top 10 players, class 1, class 2 in this area of the state, Addie Henke is going to be on that list. They have a nice supporting cast around her, and Coach Schmidley has pretty nice team this year. So your team going up to Princeton to start conference play, that's going to be a big ball game on Friday night.
Oh, it's going to be a tough one for us. Henke is a handful, and I know she gets a lot of the awards and accolades and things like that, but they do have some other nice players that you can't just focus on stopping Addie Henke.
Mm. To me, Princeton, I think everybody knows, you know, Henke's the best player, but they kind of have, you know, they have pieces that kind of fit. You know, Henke runs the point guard, but they have a couple of rebounders, a couple of wing players, a couple of kind of gritty players to get rebounds. So they have pieces that seem to fit well together.
Yes, they do. I was really impressed watching them at the Albany tournament against King City. I thought they held their composure real well. Did a lot of nice things. Of course, it all starts with Addie Henke, but there's other players there that could be the best player on a whole lot of other teams.
I agree with you on that. It can. We talked last week about how, you know, you play Platte Valley on Thursday, and we know what Platte Valley is. They're just, yeah, like any good team. The thing that makes Platte Valley good is, can they score? Yeah, but it's really, really hard to score on Platte Valley. Is it difficult to play a team like that, Coach, and make sure it doesn't kind of put your team in a rut when you kind of take one on the chin, so to speak?
Well, you know what? I thought that start to finish, we played our best game of the year against Platte Valley. And I know that's hard to say when you get beat by 33 points, that you played your best game. But that was one game that we brought energy and focus for four quarters, and they're that good.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, until the last maybe 2 or 3 minutes of the championship game, they did the same thing to Princeton that they did to us.
Did you went 1-2, so you know certainly there's a tad of disappointment in finishing fourth and not getting that third place win. Did you feel like the Albany tournament experience, did it make your team better in the long run, Coach, going into this week?
Well, seeing three quality opponents, one great opponent, one of them was a great opponent, the other one was a very, very, very good opponent. North Andrew is a solid opponent. You know, from start to finish, that's a tough tournament. That tests you early in the year. And I think we got better because of it. We'll see as the next couple weeks unfold if it wore us out, just trying to compete at that level every single night for three games. It'll just be tough to say. A lot of that's on the kids. Did they want to learn something from this? Did they want to get better, which I think they did. And we'll just have to reevaluate probably sometime next week.
I know it's early, so yeah, we're only week and a half in. But kind of the scramble that we kind of feel like the conference is going to be on the girls' side this year, I haven't figured out anything about what the Grand River West is going to be. I think, you know, starting with your game at Princeton Friday, it's going to be just whoever shows up and plays their best in these games is going to have a leg up in this conference race.
Well, I do too, but I think it's a toss-up from 4 through 9. It's a toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there's a couple of teams in that 4 through 9 who might be able to capture a win against one of the top three. But for Princeton, King City, St. Joe Christian to drop out of top three would really surprise me.
What is, obviously it's going to be a huge challenge for you to try to get a victory at Princeton, but if you do, you can kind of put yourself into that top 3 and 4 category. We talked about Addie Henke. In your mind, Coach, you've seen her play, I've seen her play. What's the most difficult challenge of trying to slow her down?
Her ability to shoot off the move. You know, she's not just a catch and shooter. She can put the ball on the floor hard and pull up at the three-point line. Where a whole lot of high school girls have to catch and shoot at that three-point line. Her ability to shoot off the move is just one of the best in the area.
She's also that type of player, too, where as a coach you can feel like you did a pretty good solid job of slowing her down, and at the end of the night you look and she has like 27.
That's correct. It sure is.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Big games coming up here for Pattonsburg at Tri-County tonight. Conference opener at Princeton Friday. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.